Blog Talk Radio.
Show me your glory and show me your power. Let me in more of you is what I need. Let me rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need your glory.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less
of me.
Baby!
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's enter in with all faith. Amen. This afternoon, just trusting God for a mighty move in our life, in the life of those in our family, as we enter in with all faith. Trusting and believing God. Amen. Lord, we come with our faith. Amen. We come believing, oh God, you in all things and for all things. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we come give you our honor, praise, and glory and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Father God. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for new mercy, new grace, oh God. We thank you, oh God, it's you that have kept us. We thank you, oh God, for hiding us under your mighty wings, oh God. We thank you for your hand that's upon our life, oh Lord, as we come in this 2 o'clock hour. Lord, we come humbling ourselves on your mighty hand that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we come to worship you as your word says, your desire in spirit and in truth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. Oh Lord, we come, oh God, to be changed. Amen. Oh Lord, do a new thing in us right now, God, and those in our family. For you are the pot and we are the clay, oh God. Oh Lord, make us over and mold us in the way that you have us to be, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, if you're finding the wicked way in us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every hindering spirit, hallelujah, manipulating spirit, lying spirit of confusion, spirit of disbelief, huh? We come against every fighting spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit of anger, rage, resentment, bitterness. We come against the spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation. We come against the spirit of poverty, lack, and death, lust, and perversion, pride, and hallelujah, oppression, and depression, fear, hallelujah, sickness and disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, viruses, amen. We come against every spirit of death, premature death, destruction. We come against that, hallelujah, every spirit, hallelujah, of distraction right now, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of jealousy, amen, every spirit of addiction, hallelujah, and competitiveness, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any spirit that's operating us of those in our family, hallelujah, in our bloodline, hallelujah, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God, amen. Holy Spirit, have your way in us right now. Every area that the enemy has vacated, let it be filled with your Holy Spirit to overflowing, amen. In these areas that the enemy has vacated right now, and we just want to say thank you. We thank you, oh God, for this deliverance of the day. Oh Lord, as we enter in, oh God, open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you great and mighty, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Fill these your temples, oh God, with as much power and glory as possible. And we thank you, Lord God, as we receive it by Lord, we ask you to increase our faith to receive the more. For you're God of more than enough, amen, to receive your miracle working power that's already working on the inside, that it may be ignited, oh God, by faith, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, uproot the wicked ones, oh God, out the land, that we, your children, may live in peace, amen. We decree that we have the power and authority, amen, to silence the mouth of the enemy. So we silence the mouth of the enemy right now, that they will speak no evil against our life or those in our family. We bind the eyes of the evil. We dip in their ears, amen, hallelujah. We paralyze the enemy, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, anyone that's been sent by the camp of the enemy into our lives with those in our family, let them be kept down right there and pushed back, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare victory right now, amen, that we have returned through Christ Jesus, right here, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to your name, God. Oh, Lord, do a new thing in us right now. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our strength, that we can scale the walls of the enemy, amen. And we take back everything that the enemy has taken from us, have stolen from us, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, we talk about Shaka. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. Oh, Father God, even right now, God, as we come, oh, God, right now, Father God, you know all that we need, oh, God. We come seeking first your kingdom and all your righteousness. Hallelujah, that all that we need, they be added to us. Amen. Oh, Lord, by faith, oh, God, move. Oh, Lord, we don't underestimate all that you can do, oh, God. We don't underestimate the power of faith. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, oh, God. It is you that guides us and leads.
Jesus, oh God, by thy Holy Spirit and direct us. So Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for divine position and order for our lives and those that are standing, oh God, that we will continue to be led and guided and instructed by your Holy Spirit. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord Jesus Christ, let us let our faith in, hallelujah, in your grip strengthen us, oh God, into the place that we've become weary. Oh Lord, we won't give up, amen. We won't give in. We won't fold, amen. We will not believe, amen. We will not dwell on things that contradict the reality of your kingdom, amen. We will keep your faith, hallelujah. We will keep your faith ever before us, amen. You are the truth that leads us to breakthrough, and we just want to say thank you as we receive our breakthrough right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, oh Lord, that we are healed, amen. The Bible says in Luke 7:50 that then Jesus said to the woman, your faith is, hallelujah, in me has given you life. Now you may leave and walk in the ways of peace, hallelujah. Oh Lord, let there be hallelujah, children of God, as we come today with our faith believing. My Lord, my God, we bless your name. Oh Lord, we pray for a heavenly blessing for our pastor on today, oh God. Oh Lord, that you would be his strength, oh God, that you anoint his mouth, oh God, his eyes and ears, oh God. Hallelujah, anoint his head, oh God, with fresh oil, oh God, that he would speak your word, oh God, with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost, oh, that he would bind himself, oh God, and he would think that you may have all the increase in him right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we all may be able to receive and know, oh God, it is you who is speaking, oh God, to us, your children, that we may be obedient to the calling of your will, oh God, for our lives, amen, that will truly save us, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of heaven. And Lord, we pray for the sick and shed in them this day, oh God. And Lord, we pray, oh God, that you would just send your word, oh God, that healing would spring forth, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen, that breakthrough would come in our healing right now, that we would testify the goodness of the Lord, the land of the living, how you healed us, how you delivered us and set us free, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to your name. We enter in today, oh God, to receive that we may become doers of your word, that we will seek peace and pursue it, amen, that we will be peacemakers, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Not one that causes trouble, amen, not one that provokes, amen, but the one that brings peace and speak of peace, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we will operate in love, amen, hallelujah, that we will do everything in love like Jesus Christ did, for he was our example, that we would live according to the will, hallelujah, the order of Christ. And Father God, we pray for those that have lost hope, oh God. God of all hope, we call upon you right now that hope may be restored and joy may come right now, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, your unspeakable joy, that peace will come and be filled in the life of those that are dealing with the spirit of confusion and chaos and destruction right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, hallelujah. And glory to your name. We thank you, oh God, that you've heard our prayers this day, oh God, that you're answering our prayers. We thank you for releasing your warring angels to war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered. And Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you bless our water and food, that it would take sickness away from my body and those of my family. Oh Lord, let us not be feeble, oh God. Hallelujah. Let not our eyes diminish, oh God. Our natural vigor diminish, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let restoration come. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. We decree and declare that all is well with us. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you would divinely intervene in every area of our life and those in our families and all that we're concerned about, oh God, and just turn it all around for our good. Amen. Oh Lord, let turnaround come right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you that we can decree and declare that turnaround has come. Breakthrough is here. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In every area of our life that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Let us receive, oh God, right now. Let them remove every hindering way, oh God. Hallelujah. And let every unteachable spirit, amen, be uprooted and cast out right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Oh, Lord, teach us, oh God, your ways, amen. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. I pray a special blessing for all that on the line today. They have a ear to hear and a heart to receive what thus said the Lord, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Every beat of our heart. Every step that we take, amen, every step that we make, oh Lord, we thank you because you made it all possible for us. thank you, Jesus. We don't take anything for granted. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you that you remembered us on today, that you kept us even in this hour. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, that we can come back to receive even more from you. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, you are good. Lord, you are so good. Hallelujah. We thank you for the word that went forth in the 10 o'clock hour. Oh, Lord, that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for that word that went forth from our minister, Lord Green. Oh, God, your son. The trouble of last always. That you are our joy. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things that fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen, amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. We just enter in with all faith. Amen. Just lift your hands up and just thank him. Releasing everything, amen, that you have, hallelujah, placed in your own care and give it over to God. For he cares for you. Cast all your cares and your fears, for he cares. He is able to do all things. But fail. Will you give it all over to God today? Everything, 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 everything. For all is in his hands. He's able to do it. He's able to do it for you. I want you to know, church, he is able. Our God is able, even right now. Right now, in the midst of it all, in the pain, amen, in the discouragement, in the disappointment, in the beat down, in the lack, he is able. He's all sufficient, God, amen. Hallelujah. From everlasting to everlasting, there's no end to that. There's no end to what God can do, amen. This is just not it, amen. Hallelujah. It ain't over. It's not over, amen. Hallelujah. Will you trust him on today? Will you trust him? Amen. Hallelujah. You hearken to his call. Hallelujah. He's calling you. My son, my daughter, he's calling you. Lord, we thank you. We answer the call on today. The Bible says, me and your call. Be your call. Believe it or not, we've been called. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Welcome on today, church. Welcome, welcome, welcome. At this 2 o'clock hour, we welcome you. Amen. We bless you in the name of Jesus. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas, and we like to welcome you wherever you are right now. Amen. We welcome you, everyone here in Houston, Texas, and surrounding cities. Amen. Louisiana, New York, New York, New Jersey. Hallelujah. Illinois. Nebraska, Tennessee. Hallelujah. Georgia. Hallelujah. Florida. We welcome you. Alabama. Amen. Mississippi. God is able. Believers everywhere that you're here, we just thank God that you chose to be here at this time. You could have been anywhere else, and we just thank God for you. Amen, that you came on today. So we welcome you. Again, we are the Gospel Public Ministry here in Houston, Texas. Our senior pastor is?
Yes, Pastor Doris A. Manning.
Amen. Apostle Tawanika Manning and our minister, Learn Green on the roster. We welcome you. We welcome you. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, we want to welcome you and pray with you and pray for you. If you press 1 at this time, amen, we will receive you. Amen. Again, if it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, we want to pray for you and pray with you. Most of all, we want to welcome you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you're online listening, call in to 845-277-9213. Amen. Amen. At this time, we're going to have a song selection here, and we're going to have communion. Amen. It's first Sunday. We always have communion first Sunday. Amen. So if you can grab all that you need to partake in communion, amen, we'll be right back here. Amen. Hallelujah. So go ahead. Don't go anywhere. Just grab what you need so you can partake in communion with us on today. Amen. Glory, glory, glory.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want
we go.
Every word of worship
with one accord. praise him now. He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise for God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Now we're going to partake in communion. Thank you, Father God. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, Jesus reclined at the table and the apostles with him. He said to them, I have earnestly wanted to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will not eat it again until it's fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he said, take this and share it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now on until the kingdom of God comes. And when he had taken bread and given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And the same way he took the cup after they had eaten, then this cup, which is poured out for you, is the new covenant in my blood. Let us pray.
Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father, that you have given us a mind like Christ.
Yes,
to remember what you have already accomplished in our lives. We thank you, Father, that you are a finished work. We thank you, Father, for your finished work. You have already obtained the victory and obtained the glory, and Father God, we maintain it. We maintain your victory, and we maintain your glory in Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27 that whoever shall eat of the bread of life, drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself, so let each of us examine ourselves now. This is what we remember, Father. We thank you. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're not able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins and transgressions, iniquities, and trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you, Lord, that we can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Lord. Thank you for loving us and touching us. Hallelujah. For healing us. If it had not been for you, Lord, where would we be? We remember how you suffered, how you were beaten and nailed and spit upon and whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken, so our bodies may be healed, Lord. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for your broken body. And we say by faith, Lord, by your stripes, we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. So we now take this piece of bread, Lord, your body in remembrance of you. You may eat, church. Your word says in 1 Corinthians, Lord, that after supper you said to your disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. All that we can think about in our lives, all that we will just think about your shed blood, hallelujah. For your blood is our atonement in every single area of our life. Your blood justifies us in the mighty name of Jesus. It sanctifies us in your name, Lord. Redeems us and cleanses us and washes away all of our sins. Hallelujah. All of our transgressions and all of our iniquities and all of our trespasses. But Lord, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, that we know that your blood heals us in the mighty name of Jesus. So we now take this cup, Lord. In remembrance of you, you may drink, church. Hallelujah. It's in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we pray with love and thanksgiving. Yes, and the whole church do say amen.
Amen.
What can wash away our sins, church?
Yes,
anybody know?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Who can make us whole again? Hallelujah. Nothing but the blood of Jesus can make us whole again. Amen. We thank you, Lord.
Amen. 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 At this time, we're going to have song selection, and we'll be back for the preacher from Pastor Doris. Amen. Stay with us.
Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Amen, amen. We come to bring it all over to Jesus, amen. Come on, let's get ready, hallelujah. Father God, I ask that you open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive, oh God, what you are saying to your children on today, for we are your children out of the mouth of your son, amen, your minister that you call, the pastor of the gospel public ministries that you set apart for such a time as this, oh God. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you for the man of God right now. As he come, oh God, we ask, oh God, hallelujah, help him to decrease that you may have all the increase in him. Holy Spirit, have your way. Amen. And we just want to say thank you right now. We come against every hindering spirit, every attack of the enemy right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare victory right now. Amen. As the word go forth, amen, that it is established, amen, forever in heaven. And we thank you, for Father God, for it all. It's in Jesus' name we pray, to God be the glory. At this time, I introduce to you to our pastor, senior pastor, man of God's own heart, a family man, a man that loves his family and works hard, a man of integrity, amen, and values, amen, and operates, amen, according to the word of God, amen, seeking God first, amen, to do the will of God, amen, and is quickened to the Holy Spirit that worketh in him, amen, and allowing God to have his way. And we just thank God for the man of God on today, my husband, hallelujah, our pastor, amen, of the Gospel Public Ministries. I introduce to you right now, hallelujah, Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much, Apostle, for this such a warm introduction here. Give all honor and glory unto God, who is the head of my life. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. And give honor unto the Holy Ghost, the one that he has sent, you know, for us to be able to follow. Hallelujah. God has been so good, and he is so worthy to be praised. I just want to thank every single one for coming here to Sunday service this afternoon. We know it, you know, things happen, you know, as you have these things going on and that thing going on, and since we do meet with one another, you know, I guess it's like virtually, or since we meet with one another, you know, on this platform, you know, sometimes systems fail. But, you know, just because systems fail, that don't mean that the word of God is going to fail. See, I may have to wait a little while or 1 or 2 days to get back to you when the system is back up and running. But, see, I don't have to wait to talk to God about anything that I need to talk to God about. And thank God that we don't have to wait, you know, to talk to God about anything that is concerning us. You know, we have a relationship with him. That means we can talk to him right here, any place, any time, even if we don't get a chance to come on Sunday or Monday or Wednesday. We can talk to God right now. Amen. Amen. So let us go ahead on and get into the lesson today. You know, I thank God for this message that goes for, you know, I acknowledge the Holy Spirit's presence. As a matter of fact, let's just go ahead on and pray right now. Father, we thank you for every single opportunity that you give unto us each and every day of our life. If it had not been for you, Lord, to give us these opportunities, we don't even want to imagine where we may be, where we may end up, any type of situation that we may face. But we thank you, Lord, for your mercy and thank you for your grace. We pray, Father God, that you allow Scripture and to interpret Scripture for us, not to add our own spin on it, Father God, but trusting you in every single word that you give us, for us not to take away from it or leave things out that just because we don't feel like that we understand it, just leave something out. But we just acknowledge your presence, Holy Spirit, and we say, have your way. Have your way in every single heart right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every single unclean thought and unclean spirit that showed up today, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus. We say you go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. And it's in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray. And everybody that do agree, do say amen. Let's just get right on into it. If you have your Bibles, I would like for you to turn with me over to the book of Psalms 91, and I'll be reading from the King James Version. Psalms 91. We'll title this message today, Talk to the Lord in Secret. Talk to the Lord in secret. You know, this word came to me today, and it came to me more than just today, but to talk to the Lord in secret. You know, there's so many things that can distract us in this world. There's so many people that have already been coerced or already been advised or already been charged up or already been set forth in place to distract you, to get your mind off of concentrating on God, or to better say it, to get you to not be focused in on what the word of God is saying or what God is saying to you. There's so many things. So we need to always be in communication with God. I mean, we need to always be hooked up with the one that sees over us. We should always be in a conversation or in the communication with God, because you don't know exactly the time or the minute or the second when the enemy may show up, hallelujah, and come in to wreak havoc in your life. See, I'm talking about the enemy. See, a lot of times we think of an enemy, and I'm not saying that this is not an enemy. We think of an enemy as being somebody that's going to come in and just kick your dough in, or somebody that's going to come in and just stab you in the back with a knife. Or so we thinking that's just the only enemy, but we need to understand what an enemy, where he operates and where he lies at. See, the enemy is the spirit that takes control of a body. See, when the enemy, which is a spirit, when it enters inside of a body, we need to know that something goes on in the heart, something goes on in the mouth, and he takes control of the whole body. That means that he has the mouth, he has the hands, he has every single thing. So now the enemy, he begins to speak. See, he has to speak to that body first. He had to speak to that person in that body because he was taking control of him. And the very thing that the enemy is speaking to that body, see, now he has somebody that can go forth and wreak havoc in your life. Amen. So we need to always be in communication with God. We need to always talk to God in secret. We need to understand that talking to God in secret is for a reason, church. The reason why we talk to God in secret, because we need to understand that the enemy is always listening to what you're saying. Words are spiritual. So if we understand that, we need to understand that words that can be understood can be intercepted. Words that are heard, that means that if God has a plan that's in motion for you, if he have a plan that's in motion and he's speaking to you, and then this plan is being revealed. So you may be talking to a friend or a family member and you're telling them what God has shared with you. Don't you know that the enemy has his ears open? See, there are spiritual wickedness and principalities and powers that are lurking in this world that's here to stop you or hinder you from going or getting to where God has you to go or to get to. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Psalms 91. Let's go over here to Psalms 91. We'll start right here with verse 1 and 2. And I'll read this here from the King James Version. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord. Oh, be every single word that proceeds out the mouth of your prophet. Psalms 91 and verses 1 reads here from the King James Version, reads, "He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." 2 reads, "I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust." Hallelujah. Do we understand? Here it is, scripture here is saying here, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Where do anybody know where that secret place is? Scripture says here, it teaches us, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, we know who the Almighty is. But see, here it is. See, we need to dwell in that secret place. See, how many of us can truly say that we are always dwelling in that secret place? See, when things show up in our lives and things happen in our lives that are unexpected, see, we need to understand that these things that happen in our lives, see, we may not have expected them, but see, God Almighty, knowing all and seeing all, see, he intends for you to be able to know what's going on, even if you can't see it, even if you don't know it, that it's going to go on. See, you got God that knows all and sees all, and because that he loves you so much, God wants you to always be in that comfort of his arms. Hallelujah. It says that he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. How many times do we end up in dangerous places, whether it be physical, whether it be spiritual? How many times do we end up in places not even knowing how that we got in these places? Neither do we know how to come out of these places. But see, we need to know the word of God. See, it says that he is my refuge. See, when you find yourself in a place where you don't know where to go, it says that God Almighty is my refuge, and I go to him in secret. It says that he is my fortress. So we know that a fortress cannot be penetrated. So we know that when you are in the arms of the Lord, or when you dwell in the house of the Lord, when you are in the heavenly places, and this is where you're having your conversations, see, we need to understand that there is a fortress and it cannot be penetrated. I'm talking about a hedge of protection that is around you. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, that we can dwell in that secret place. Now, understanding secret. See, when we think about secret, we're going to say, how can you do that? So somebody asked me, well, Pastor, how can I talk to God in secret without anybody knowing or without anybody hearing me? How can I go to God in secret? We'll get to that in just a little bit here. I don't want to just give it away. But I do have another question that I want to ask you. Why is it important that we talk to God in secret? Well, the short answer is this is the way that God has set it forth for us. That's the short answer. The short answer is this is the way that God set it up for us to believe in his power that is supplied through the one that he sent. Amen. See, that word saying again. The short answer is God set it up for us to believe in his power that is supplied through the one that he sent. Somebody write this down. See, this is a key. This is a key in your life. Believe in his power through the one he sent. He sent one for you. Hallelujah. So, amen. So when we talk about talking to God in secret, so well, what is that, Pastor? What does that have to do with talking to God in secret? See here, let's go over here to the book of Acts. Let's go over here to the book of Acts, because before I can let you know this, see, I always refer to what Scripture says. See, so you can't say that this is what Pastor Dorsey says. See, I'm going to tell you what Scripture says. I'm going to tell you what the Word says, because once I tell you what the Word says, see, you can say whatever it is that you want to say about me being right or wrong. It's not a point about me being right or wrong. It's a point about you trusting in the Word of God. You don't have to trust me. Let's just read what the Word says. Acts chapter 2, my Lord, my God. Acts chapter 2, and what did I say? I didn't say a verse. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. I want to show you this here in the King James Version. Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. We need to understand. Let me set it up for you. See, this was right after Jesus had ascended into heaven. This right after, you know, he had met with his apostle. It's believed that he dwelt with them about 40 days there. And here it is. They asked him the question. Jesus. He was explaining to them. They asked him a question. The question, and what he was saying to them, that certain things that, you know, you need not, you need not to know. That's for God to know. And what he was saying is that you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost and you shall receive power. See, that's very important. Jesus told them, you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, and then you shall receive this power. So now when we're talking about talking to God in secret, we need to know exactly, you know, what that means. And after he said that, we know that Jesus, you know, he was taken up, you know, in a cloud there. So now that brings us here to Acts chapter 2. Now let me show you this over here. Make sure you write these down. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. I'm going to read it, and I'm going to trust that the Holy Ghost is able to help me to articulate what it is he wants to say. Acts chapter 2, verses 1, it reads here. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Two reads, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Three, and there appeared unto them clove tongues like fire, and it set upon each of them. And for a reason, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Listen to this. And began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Five reads, and they were dwelling, it says, and they were dwelling there in Jerusalem, you know, a devout, you know, they devout men out of every nation under heaven. Six, and when the noise, and when it was noise abroad, it said, when the people heard about it, that's what it's trying to say here. And the multitudes came together, and they were confounded because that every man heard them speaking in his own language. See, here were people here that were in Jerusalem that heard, you know, about what was going on here. And here it is, everyone that was assembled here together right here on this day when Pentecost was filled, they were all in one place. They were waiting there, and the very thing that Jesus told them to do, they did it. They were all there, you know, I believe that they were there in the upper room, you know. They were there, you know, in the upper room, and I'm not going to explain exactly. Y'all read it for yourself, and they were there. Jesus told them to go to Jerusalem and wait there, and wait there till they received power. And then they did there, and it said, suddenly there came a sound from heaven like a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house, and it set upon them, you know, clove tongues. My Lord. So here it is, the men and the women and the people that were here in Jerusalem, they heard them speak in their own language. There were people in Jerusalem that spoke in this language and people that spoke in that language. And here it is, these were people that were speaking in their language with no knowledge of it. So now that we got it all set up, see, now I'm going to show you how important it is for us as being in the body of Christ to talk to God in secret. So now, the first thing that I want us to understand is that Jesus, the one, Jesus is that one. Amen. Jesus is that one. Amen. Because of our own selves being and living, because of ourselves being a living witness, I'm here to tell you that I'm a witness. I'm here to witness of Jesus being that one. You know, let's understand that. I'm a living witness of myself. You know, how many times and how many examples that I can share with you how he showed up. And not only did he show up, but how he brought me up out of a ditch. Hallelujah. And the very word that I had heard from him, the very word that he has spoke to me, and how I'm experiencing it right here and right now. Jesus brought me out of so many ditches, out of so many bad places when it could have been, when it should have been. But God had already had known when I was going to be and where I was going to be at. But see, I got to trust in the Lord with all of my heart and lean not to those things that I just want to understand. See, how many times that he had brought me up, placed my feet on solid ground. But not only did he place my feet on solid ground, see, he gave me new words to be able to sing. He gave me a new song and put it in my heart. right in the middle of all of my troubles. He give me praise, praise going up, hallelujah, in the middle of my trouble. See, I was in a place one time where I didn't have no peace, but God showed up and gave me the peace that surpassed every single understanding that I can think about. See, I was just in a place, but God gave me his peace right in the middle of trouble. See, I'm a witness. See, nobody don't have to tell me that God is real. See, I can say God is real because I've experienced him in my life. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. That's first to understand that Jesus is the one. And the second thing I want us to understand here, see, we're still talking about talking to God in secret. See, if we understand that Jesus is the one, then we also should understand that if we are being the people that have come to believe in him, believe that he is the living word, see, then right now, you know, at the same time, then we should be able to read his word and hear his word, but most of all, do what he says. And the very thing that he has said, when it happened and when it show up in your life, all that builds us in our faith. That builds us in faith and trusting him more. See, every single body say, Lord, I want to trust you more. Every single body say, Lord, I want to be able to talk to you more. But do you understand that where that more comes from? See, that more comes from that when you get into the word and you start reading the word comes from when you be in the presence of God and you hear the word being spoken. The word, hallelujah, when it comes, and then you start to walk in it, you start to trust in it, and you do exactly what the word tells you to do. See, that builds you in your faith. Now I can trust God in each and every area of my life because I have experienced him all for myself. Hallelujah. 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 Know that Jesus Christ is the one. Then know that when you trust in his word, hallelujah, that builds you in your faith. Amen. So that brings us to the third thing that I want us to understand. Help me, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Not my words, but let it be your words. Yes, so I don't want to get up here, Lord, and just be trying to talk about all my experience. See, it's my business to be about your business. See, I'm just telling somebody how good God has been to me. But it's for me to get up here and tell somebody about you. See, you can look at me and you can judge me from cover to cover. But when you really look at what's on the inside, if you got godly eyes, you will see that the man, hallelujah, that's on the inside is a new man, a new creation created in Christ Jesus. One time that I was in darkness, hallelujah, but Jesus showed up, hallelujah, and I invited him in on the inside, and he changed this old man, turned me from my wicked ways, hallelujah, preached a new word into my mind and preached a new word into my heart, and the next thing you know, hallelujah, I'm walking in it, and because I'm walking in it, and now I'm trying to tell somebody about somebody that just showed up on the inside to do a new work in me. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. That's my job here today. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 See, we need to understand this, church. Amen. And the third thing, hallelujah. Amen. Everybody still with me? You still with me? Yes. Amen. Amen. So we're talking about talking to God in secret, so we have to understand that, yes, Jesus is the one. And we have to, second, understand that we are here to be a witness of him. And the third thing, if we understand that, then we should have the understanding that God's will each and every day of our lives, at some point, we come to realize that we can't do nothing without God.
Amen. Come on, man.
See, at some point in your life, I'm talking about some point in your holy life, some point in your walking in faith life, some point in your going down a path of darkness life, some point in your life, you have to come to realization that you can't do anything without God. Hallelujah.
Yeah, come on,
hallelujah. God has already showed up to do a new work on the inside of you. And because he has shown up to do a new work, you have to come to a realization that self have to come to an end and Christ being revealed on the inside of you. See, God did not just come to just to baptize you, hallelujah, and just not come just to save you, but God came here to build you, hallelujah, and to get you ready, hallelujah, to when he come again, hallelujah. See, if God showed up to do the work, then that means that he's here to finish the work. Jesus Christ, I know him to be a finished work. And hallelujah, and I thank God that he's doing a new work and a finished work on the inside of me. Somebody say amen. Amen, amen again. Hallelujah. So now when we talk to God in secret, now we have established a place of who we know. And we have established a place of where he has brought us from. And we have established a place of what he has come to do. Then we need to realize we go back to the word and understand what the word says. And let us go back to the word and understand what the word says. Do we remember over here in John chapter 14? Let's go there. Do we remember over here in John chapter 14? Hallelujah. What Jesus, what he said there to the disciples there, you know, do we remember there, you know, his apostles? Do you remember what he said there to them over here in John chapter 14 and verses, let's read it for the verses 11 through 16. Let's read that. I give you a chance to get there. Help us, Holy Ghost. Help us, Holy Ghost. Well, Jesus said to his disciples that I have to leave y'all and I have to go ahead of you. I have to go ahead of you and I have to prepare a place for you that wherever I am, that will you be also. And he told it to the disciples and they was asking him, okay, well, we don't know where you're going. We don't know how we're going to know this and how we're going to know that. And Jesus explained to them, you know, have I been with you so long that you know, not have known? Jesus said that I am the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. No man, hallelujah, comes unto the Father but by me. Let's put a period right there. Now, that's, I said 11. That is John chapter 14 and 6. But see, we need to understand when God says, well, now we know this is Jesus speaking here to the disciples. Jesus said here in John chapter 14 and 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Now, let's read, if we read on here, 11, let's skip down to 11, it says, Jesus, he says here, believe in me that I am, he said, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. 13 says, and whosoever shall ask in my name, that I will do, that my Father may be glorified in the Son. 14 reads here, if ye shall ask anything in my name, that I will do. 15, put a star by 15. He says, if you love me, then keep my commandments. Amen. Are we here? We're here. Now listen to what 16 says. Put a star by 16. Jesus says here to his apostles here, he said, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Amen. Amen. Listen to what Jesus said, a comforter, that he may abide with you forever. See, do we know what the comforter's job is for? See, first, the comforter's job is for to love you. But see, we read over here in Acts chapter 2 that while they was there in the upper room, tongues of fire came upon them. So here it is, John. John is writing, he's the author of this Episcopal. He's giving an account of what Jesus has said. And here it is over here in Acts. Here it is Jesus saying to them right before he ascended into heaven when he was taken up by a cloud, you know, that you shall receive power. And then here clove tongues came over them. Let me show you that where this relates into one another. See, tongues, hallelujah, is the evidence of the power that you had received. The same power. See, tongues is the evidence. See, when we have the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost living on the inside, see, we should understand that we have the power to be able to speak in tongues. Amen. Amen. Are we still on the bus?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. We have the power to speak in tongues. That means that we have the power to use the comforter, as Jesus was talking about. He said, I'm going to send you a comforter, or some interpretation says advocate, you know. I'm not going to leave you lonely. I'm going to leave you my spirit, the spirit of man, the spirit man, the Holy Ghost. I'm going to leave you with somebody that's going to bring this spirit of truth, bring it back to your remembrance. But we know that we live a life that we face so many things in our lives, and sometimes, a lot of times, we depend on our own knowledge and our own understanding to get the job done. We are human. We are living beings. We are human beings. Hallelujah. But we need to understand that when we become born again, that we understand that we are spirit beings that are living, having a human experience. I mean, we're living in a human body. So we need to understand that the Holy Ghost, which is the comforter, which is the intercessor, which is living on the inside, has the job, or has the responsibility to speaking to God on your behalf. Let me say that again. John chapter 14 and verses 6, Jesus said, no man comes to the Father unless they come through me. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and the life. Do we understand that the confidence living on the inside is responsible for talking to God on your behalf about those things that are going on in your life, the things that you know about and even the things that you don't know about, even the things that are down the street and around the corner that you may walk into? Hallelujah. So now when I say that we should talk to God in secret, that means that we should allow the Holy Ghost to make these intercessions for us, to speak to God, hallelujah, about those things that we are concerned about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go with me over here. Help me out here, Apostle here. Don't let me go past the time here. Go over here with me to, Oh, Lord. Go over here with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Oh, Lord, be my eyes. Oh, Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verses. I'm going to read 2, and then I'm going to read verses 25. I want to show you something here. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Now, let's start at 1. 1 and verses 2. In the King James Version reads here, follow after charity. Follow after love, church. And desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. And look what 2 says. It's for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto man, but unto who? Unto God. For no man understands him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh in mysteries. And 25 reads here in the same chapter. 25 it reads here, and thus are the secrets of his heart made manifested. And so falling down on his face, he shall worship God and report that God is in you of the truth. Do we understand that, you know, this is something that we tend to look over this, you know, we tend to, you know, believe in every single word, or mostly every single word that's in the Word of God. But when it comes down to using the Holy Ghost to actually talk to God, so we're talking about you being able to pray, you having power to pray to God according to Scripture, what Scripture says, and according to who you believe that in your heart making the intercession, you have that power. See, this is not a carnal thing that we're talking about. See, you can't pray in tongues out of carnal, carnally. The Word of God, you know, says that these men and women that was in the upper room in Acts chapter 2 said that they didn't have, this is not their native tongues. So they couldn't have came from their mind. It couldn't have came from something that was taught to them that comes from the Spirit on the inside that's teaching them. Amen. Do we understand that? So talk to God in secret. See, when we pray, let us make our intercessions, hallelujah, through the Holy Ghost. Can I give an example? Now, this is just me giving an example. This is me and what God has shown me. Nobody taught me how to speak in tongues. This is something that I asked for. I asked God to, you know, give me, I asked him for the power to be able to speak in tongues. So for an example, when I go to God and pray, I pray about those things, you know, in my regular tongue and with my regular language. I say, God, you know, help me with this and help me with that. And God, I need you in this and I need you in that. But there are also things that that the Spirit on the inside telling me that I need to pray about that I have not asked yet. And I will go and I will come out of my mind and I'll just open up and allow the Lord, you know, to be able to speak to me, and something may come out. For example, like Lord Obahasha Kid Lindo Kurshala Bande Kitchatababashana. Now, I didn't learn that by practicing that. I learned that because I have God on the inside that's talking to God. I don't know what I said, but I know that Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost, the Word of God is on the inside, and Jesus knows what he's talking to God about. So I trust that whatever Jesus is talking to God about, when I speak in spirit or when I talk in secret, I know that he's talking to God about what it is that's going to be beneficial to me and anybody or anything that is concerned about. That's why it's so important that we talk to God in secret. In conclusion, church, I pray that every single body was able to receive this word today, not from me, but receive this word from the Holy Ghost. See, the Holy Ghost is calling every single body to first have a relationship with him, that's being saved and being born again. That's first. In conclusion, it's God's will for your life that you trust in him in every situation. Make the decision today of being born again. And with this same desire of asking God to save you, this same expectation, this same earnest desire to have, ask God to fill you with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, church. Amen. Always pray to God. Pray a prayer like this all the time. Help me, Lord Jesus. That's a powerful prayer. Help me, Lord Jesus. Always pray a prayer like this. I need you, Lord Jesus. And when you receive that power, just like those men and those women that was in the upper room, go to God in secret and whisper in a prayer to him. I don't know what language or anything, but that's, that go to God sometime, hallelujah, in secret and talk, and talk to him in secret. Because the Word of God says that when you talk to God in secret, he rewards thee openly. Hallelujah. It's my prayer today that every single one that heard this message today, that you make a decision today to follow the Holy Ghost. That you make a decision today to trust in the Holy Spirit. that you open up, not just from hearing the word that came from Pastor today, but most of all that you open up and allow Jesus Christ, allow the Holy Spirit to make these intercessions and you talk to God. Let everybody be filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. We say all is well, church. All is well. Make sure that today that you read 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and 14 for yourself, and then pray to God that he give you the understanding of all that you have read. Hallelujah. Apostle Tawanika, I, Miss Lauren Green, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now. And we say to you, all is well. All is well. When those words come up that are not the word of God, but there are other voices that are speaking, hallelujah, use the word of God. Pray in the Holy Ghost and know that every single thing is going to be all right. Amen. The doors of the church are open. There may be one. There may be one today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There may be one today. If you have not accepted Christ into your life, if you have not been born again, and today your desire is to be born again today, press one. Press one, please. Press one. While you still have time. While you still have time. You can be here today and gone today. I have a testimony, and then I'll give it to you at another time. But I thank God for keeping me here today. There's so many people that are here you don't even expect, and they'll take your life. I'm talking about they'll kill you. That's what I'm saying. They'll kill you. Now, everybody don't have that fear, but what I'm saying is while you have an opportunity of giving your life over to Christ, at least you will know if anything that happened to you, that when you leave this right here, old body, you leave this world, you're going on to be with the Lord. Amen. Will you press one today while you still have time? If you have children, you have children. My wife and I, we have children. If you have children, you might see them going through some things right now, and they need prayer. They need Jesus. Will you press one today if you know that if you want to come in and pray for your children? Will you press one today? Nobody wants to see anything happen to their children. Everybody wants to, that trust God, they want their children, you know, to be born again. Will you press one and come pray for your children that they be born again? Uh-huh. If you're in need of prayer for any other thing, whether it be health or whether whatever it be, spiritually, physically, will you press one? That's the reason why we have a relationship with God. We have a relationship with God because we can trust in him, that we can come to him with every single thing. Uh-huh. Will you press one? If you are looking for a church home and you believe that the gospel public ministry is the church for you, will you press one? God's name be praised. Amen.
God, we thank God for the word that went forth. We pray right now for the God that every virtue and depth of the body of your son, they brought it to restore and to overflow, and that he has nothing to give. Even after this service, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Let every need be met, oh God, your son, oh God. Oh Lord, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. If it had not been, Lord, for you on our side, where would we be, oh God? As we come to you in secret, oh God, receive it, amen, all that you have for us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it is my prayer that we will have more time, amen, that we will come aside. And we just stand in your presence, Father God, in your secret place, and we'll abide in your shadow. And you are Almighty God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. We bless our pastor and all that's here in Sunday service. To God be the glory. Amen and amen, amen. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offerings. You have those prepared to send. If you have Cash App, you want to send those over to Pastor Chantel. If you have Zelle, the number is 832-989-3649. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, O God. It's you that has blessed us to be a blessing. It is you, O God, that blessed our hands, O God, that we may obtain the blessing that make it rich and add no sorrow. Lord, your word say one planted, one water. With you, Father God, give the increase, O God. As we give on today, O God, hallelujah. Lord, we ask, O God, as we water by faith, that you will give the increase, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, of our goodness, of our favor, O God. As we know, hallelujah, because we believe that all good things coming from you. And your word said that you will not withhold any good thing from your children. And we are your children. Dear Jesus, make us an emissary for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money. As it comes to us, it's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity and uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, your honor. It's wisdom. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart that we give today cheerfully. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just so grateful to be here. Yeah. Amen. I received the word on today. I was feeling a bit sleepy, but I tell you that I'm just telling you the word of God is real and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. Mm-hmm. Piercing. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have our announcements. We are the Gospel Public Ministers here in Houston, Texas. The announcements as following. Today is April the 2nd, 2023. Senior Pastor Doris A. Manning. On Mondays, we have 6 a.m. intercessory prayer. Join us here on the church line at 845-277-9213 at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. Wednesday nights, we have our Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We have our Sunday services at 10 and 2 p.m. But on next Sunday, Easter Sunday, we will only have one service at 10 a.m. So please join us at that time. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are preparing ourselves for minister training. Amen. That flyer did go out on yesterday. We're getting started on April 20th. We're definitely excited about the time of refreshing. Amen. And those of us that are our first time that are going to be ordained in the year to come and having that time of training up. Amen. If we don't go out, we don't go before the time we go out, time to go, but allowing the time to be trained up, amen, for what's ahead, because we are the front line, amen, hallelujah. We are soldiers in the army of God, amen, in God's kingdom here on earth. So we thank God. So we're looking forward to it. Again, it's April the 20th. It's a Tuesday at 7 p.m. Make sure you have your Bibles and your journals, amen, and be ready to receive in the name of Jesus. Amen. We do want to wish those that are celebrating the birthday this month of April, happy birthday. I have a niece. I'm not sure who else. I'm sure we have me. Kiana, we have so many. Kiana Manning on the 4th. All right, that's coming up here on, what, Tuesday? Hallelujah. And my niece is April 30th, and I believe many more of my cousins. Matter of fact, I have two cousins, April 11th and April 29th. Amen. I almost forgot. And I'm sure many, many more. And I don't charge it to my heart, charge it to my mind. I just can't remember. We have a big family. But anyway, happy birthday to all this month of April. We just pray that God will continue to bless you with many more birthdays. Amen. Bless years ahead, that this year will be a blessing. Amen. As you celebrate a new age. Amen. And that God will pour into you great and mighty, more knowledge and wisdom, that you will seek him more. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for the favor of God and the blessing of God to be with you always, continually being led, guided, and instructed by the Holy Spirit of the living God that will protect you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to God be the glory, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We celebrate everyone that's celebrating their wedding anniversary this month of April. Happy anniversary to you both. May God continue to bless your union. May the favor of God increase in your marriage and God's blessing and God's hedge of protection around you. And may both of you all operate with the fruit of the Spirit, amen, that will keep you in perfect peace, amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray and we bless your union. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And also another announcement that we are preparing for our play here in Houston, Texas. Good Comedy Production presents The Middle Room. Amen. Hallelujah. Come and see what's new in The Middle Room on April the 22nd, which is a Saturday night at 7:45 at the Midtown Arts Center. Get your tickets by logging on to www.thegoodcomedy.com. Amen. God bless you all. That does conclude our announcements for today. Amen. Glory to God. At this time, we got to release the pastor's blessing. Amen. You all have a blessed evening. Amen. Just enjoy your family. Take this time out to rest. Amen. Enjoy the fruits of your labor. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, where pastor is, our senior pastor is Pastor Dorothy Manning, Pastor Tawanika Manning, the minister on the roster, Minister Ron Green. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. Amen. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Manny.
Amen. Did y'all get anything out of that word today? I pray, God, that you did. Amen. And anything that, you know, I may not did a good job on, you know, ask the Holy Ghost. That's the reason why we have a relationship with him. And he'll tell you all that I couldn't tell you more. Amen. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight.
Yes.
Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody that do say amen and amen again.
Amen.
God bless you. May God keep you. Pray for Papa Taunika and I and
Miss
Lauren Green. You know, we go through a whole lot of attacks in each and every area of our lives, you know, because, you know, we're standing in a position to pray and all other kind of sorts of things. So that means that the devil is busy. But that's not pray. Don't pray that the devil not busy. Just pray that, you know, that we're able to keep on doing that God set us for to do. Pastor Tawanika and I, Ms. Lerngreen, we love you so much. We can never love you more than God loves you. Remember that Satan has already been defeated, church, and Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
God bless you. May God keep you. Enjoy the remainder of your Sunday in the Word of God.
Amen.
And don't let Satan take the Word out of your mind, out of your mouth.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say, well.
Call me
one time.
That's all. back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time.
All I wanna do is do you say it?
One time.
Write my name in the book, call me.
One time.